So I'm here with Reverend Tony Muhammad. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be with you today. We just were in a meeting here at the National Press Club here in Washington, D.C. You got up and you articulated some powerful stuff. We did a Facebook Live. We had 28,000 people watching. And you had more comments than anybody else. So what I would like you to do is just share real briefly how you got involved in this vaccine issue and talk about the African-American effect. Because we're seeing African-Americans are being disproportionately affected at times by these vaccines.
Yes. Well, first of all, it's an honor to talk to you about this issue. It was a little bit over a year ago, Mr. Kennedy and others, Michelle Ford, reached out for me through one of my colleagues. And when I met with them and they showed me all the scientific data, well, a light bulb came on in my head, because our teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had warned us that there could be scientists who were being used to manipulate science that would cause injury to us through medicine. And he forbid us in the 60s to take the polio vaccine. He said something ain't right with that vaccine. Fast forward it now, 40, 50 years later, we're hearing about a senior lead scientist by the name of Dr. William Thompson. I read his study, I listened to his words. And this man, who still works for the CDC, he's admitting that he and his co-authors lied about his study that they used to beat everybody back from vaccines. Well, when we heard that, we said, oh my God, could it be that this is happening to us all over again? Because if people would just go look up the Tuskegee experiment, you know that study, nearly 400 black men they knew had one of the most virulent form of venereal disease at that time, syphilis, was allowed to go commingle with other African-American women. I mean, totally devastating an entire community. It took a whistleblower to make us aware of that heinous act. And then it took a Kennedy to shut that down. 40 years later, we're hearing about this. And as I have traveled to over 30 cities in America, I was commissioned by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, packed rooms. When I show that movie Vax, and we talk about vaccines, the scream and the cry of black mothers is so devastating that it rocks you at the core of your being. That in one city, St. Louis in particular, there was a black mother who said, I knew it wasn't me. I knew it was the vaccines, but I was bullied by the doctor and they made me think it was me genetically. And she said, I'm not crying so much so that it's my child. She said, I'm crying because I believed those doctors and I went and had a hysterectomy because I did not want to have any more children. That alone fuel me so much so that I will not stop until there's a movement, because in every city I have recordings of names of black mothers, of Latino mothers, of Native American mothers, and poor white mothers, because that's a group that no one is talking about. The middle class is particularly aware, but the poor have no idea. In fact, in every city that I've gone to, when I asked the black community, how many of you know what autism is? No one raised their hand. They have no idea. They're hard working, but when they see the movie and they see the symptoms, they say, my God, my child may have autism and I don't know it, because they're poor. I was invited to inner city schools by black educators. They said, come in my classroom, look at the black boys. And when you look at them, 70 to 80% of them, they look spacey. They're tapping on the desk. They're not doing anything. You can't get them to interact. I'm saying, my gosh, something is fundamentally wrong. And I close with this. When our community hear that the vaccine makers have been protected by Congress under the Vaccine Injury Act, the anger and the rage that whites in my audiences I've attended, blacks and Latino mothers, they said, wait a minute, We can't sue them. I mean, even those that I have met that are pro-vaccine, when you let them know that the vaccine makers cannot be sued, even they say, wait a minute, I'm against what you're here for, but I ain't for that. You telling me that I can't sue the vaccine makers if it's proven that vaccine injured my child? I said, no. They're indemnified. You can't touch them. I said, but we, the taxpayers, we have to foot the bill of any proven act of malpractice by the pharmaceutical industry. That alone is a movement in and of itself. And that's what we're seeing that is causing. And I would say to you that I believe within 1 year, this movement would get as much steam as Black Lives Matter, as the female movement that we're seeing right now, this too. But when this one comes out, and the press is absent from telling the people the truth, we believe that this one will cause so much anger, because when you attack babies, that's not good.
That's something that everybody can agree on, that brother, it's wrong to harm a child. And no matter what side of the aisle you come from, all we want is to help the kids.
That, come on.
How can you argue about that?
Absolutely. And there are countries who have better vaccines than we do in America. Why we can't go to Switzerland and say, hey, show us what you've done.
Right.
Because we do want, we're not against vaccines. We just want safe vaccines. But again, man, this is the kind of movement that we have to have. But I'm telling you, the Black community is waking up in droves. And I'm gonna go on another tour. And I think with the cast that I've seen today, and people like yourself and others, I think we should form a coalition. I can do a lot individually, but as a team, oh my God. I believe we will pack out arenas to the tune of 15, 20,000 people will show up to get the evidence for themselves. And I believe that will quicken this move.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And with the passion that you have, I don't think we'll have any problem filling those arenas.
Well, thank
Dr.
you.
Tony, thank you so much for this.
It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you.